For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This episode is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to BetOnline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right, you'll get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Hey, what's up, and welcome to the Hashtag Lakers Podcast, presented by betonline.ag and balance7.com. I'm Yola Gaza. I'm joined by my co-host, Makay Westbrook. And today, we also have a couple of guests on the show. We have JJ Rivera and Kenneth Wilson of the 305 Culture Podcast, covering the Miami Heat. And they're here today to help us do our player preview for Kendrick Nunn. So, guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, thanks for having us. I've been here a couple times, so thanks for having me, really.
Absolutely. I just like to second the notion that JJ had there. He's mentioned how he's been here. You guys have welcomed him, been nothing but gracious in doing so. So as he stated, appreciate you guys having us on.
Yeah, man. So JJ, we've had you on the show before. We, you know, some of our listeners know who you are. Kenneth, you're completely new. So why don't you go ahead and just really quick, just a little bit, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, I just mentioned that you are a host with JJ Rivera here on the 305 Culture Podcast. So what else do you do?
Oh, man, I consider myself a renaissance man, not to go too deep, because as stated pre-show, I can't. Anything, you know, words, man. I love words, writing, music, creating. I'm from Virginia. Again, I cover the Heat, site expert at allyoucanheat.com, also writer for the Landry Hat. So, like I said, anything, you know, sports and ball included, any sport, basically, you can find me. And like I said, I love words. So that's just kind of where I live, creating and using my words to express messages one way or another.
So I know you guys wanted to talk about this a little bit, right, before we get into Kendrick Nunn. So on paper, the Lakers signed Kendrick Nunn and for the mini MLE, Trevor Ariza on a vet minimum, and separately the Heat signed Markieff Morris on the vet minimum. But if you take a step back, squint your eyes a little bit and tilt your head, this looks awfully like a straight up trade between the Lakers. Probably not what the Heat fans would like, since they're losing Kendrick Nunn. But, and we'll talk more about him, but, let me ask you guys this before you guys ask us questions. How do you guys feel about Keith joining your team?
Well, I'll go first. I have tempered expectations for Markieff Morris joining our team. He fits the culture, which, you know, the famous Heat culture, and just brings toughness, grit, defense to the team. And if he can replicate some of that shooting he did way back in Detroit, where he shot 40% from deep, then that will be really helpful as well, because basically, he's running as a defensive guy. This team establishes itself as a defense first team, as it is with most Pat Riley led teams?
For me, man, it's a move that I love. We were having a discussion today that even if you look at a team and you consider that team less talented, any team that's well coached enough or is tough enough to match that part of what the Miami Heat want to do. An example, we were talking Indiana, maybe Memphis. They have a chance to win. So I said that to say those are the types of guys that we like. And yeah, you know, either of the Morris guys, either of the Morris twins can be a bit volatile, but you want just a little bit of crazy when you're talking, you know, Miami Heat ball especially, but any championship hopeful, you want just that right amount of crazy. And then as he spoke to the versatility, potential of adding more shooting, but with a little bit of size, and I've always liked both of their versatility. Maybe you'll say that the other brother is a bit more perimeter oriented, but I do think Markieff has been underrated in that aspect of his game. So I love the move, man. Brings toughness, defense on both sides of the ball. And we always like guys that are willing to scrap one way or another, however you want to look at that. It's the Miami Heat, so take it as you want.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of discussions on Keith in the past. I think especially during that playoff run in 2020 when the Lakers got the championship. I was really turned on to him as a player. He had great shooting ability and really came through for us when we needed him. Obviously he struggled some this last year, and players tend to do that. They hit rough patches, but all the luck to him in Miami. I mean, you know me, I'm wishing luck on him, not all that much luck, you know, just enough luck to not beat the Lakers next year, but enough luck.
That's exactly right. But I mean, when I talk about Markieff, I mean, I have to look at the context of what the Miami Heat did here in the offseason, right? I mean, they added Kyle Lowry. They added champion. Dude, I always forget his name. PJ Tucker. Dude, that was a big addition to the Miami Heat. And then on top of that, they added Keith. So, I mean, that's pretty good. That's a pretty deep team to have. And then, you know, you also have all those guys still there. You have Robinson, you got Jimmy, you got Bam. I mean, it's just a good team capable enough to beat down the favorites in the East, which are the Nets. And I think the Bucks would be at the third spot here. But yeah, man, good luck to Keith, like McKay said, but not too much if we end up facing them in the finals, with you guys in the finals. So let's go ahead and kind of pivot here and segue into our the actual thing that we want to talk about today on this podcast, and talk about Kendrick Nunn. Let's review Kendrick Nunn's performance in last season, and you know, career so far. He's only had two seasons, so let's talk about that, and then preview how Kendrick Nunn will fit alongside guys like LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and the rest of the Lakers. Talk about his role in the team and our expectations for him. So yeah, man, I'm gonna give the floor to you guys, Miami Heat experts, and talk a little bit about Kendrick Nunn and sort of his performance this last season. And McKay and I will kind of chime in here and there as you guys talk and make sure that we have a lively discussion here. I don't know if you've heard, but apparently former NBA player and Laker legend Lamar Odom may be returning to professional basketball in Spain soon. I was reading this press release about how he started taking a pH balancing alkaline supplement called Balance 7, and that's what's really helped him bounce back. He even said, quote, "I have an enormous amount of energy, which is good for me. It's important when working out. I always need energy to level up." Close quote. I couldn't agree more with Lamar. And after watching him fight Aaron Carter in July's celebrity boxing match, I think it's safe to say that Balance 7 is working out for him. Cool thing is that we've got a promotion running with Balance 7 right now, where if you go to their website, balance7.com, and use promo code BELIEVE, That's BLEAV at checkout. You'll receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Valence 7 products. That product retails at $13.99, so I'd say it's worth it. Again, head to valence7.com and use promo code BLEAVE at checkout to get in on this promotion. If it worked for him, I'm sure it can work for you.
Sure, man, I'll jump right in. When it comes to Kendrick Nunn, his situation isn't necessarily what you would call a murky one as much as it isn't straightforward. But at the end of the day, the direction is always the same, and that's progression. And that's what you've seen from him through tough situations during his time with the Heat. Whether you look at it as a success or him simply learning to grow where he is and understanding what he has to do to continue to thrive in the NBA, you look at it as a net positive. Like, it definitely wasn't a net negative regardless of how it ended. And I point to a report actually that was covered at All You Can Heat Where I Write, where CJ McCollum may have been mentioning how he felt as though the Heat potentially jerked Kendrick Nunn's situation around. And the only reason I bring that up is to say that you look at a situation like his through everything he went through with the COVID situation, the death of his family member in the bubble that caused him to fall out of rotation, and everything he's went through seems to have continued to propel him to the point that he is now. So he's a tough guy. You know what you're going to get from him. He's able to come in and get buckets for you, and he'll especially excel in a role where he's not asked to do too much. He's not a point guard. Now, he may be a point guard size, but he's not a point guard. He's a guard that likes to score the ball. So in that role for the Lakers, I hate to say it, as you guys so alluded to on the opposite side about us and what you hope for us to do this season, I fear that Kendrick Nunn is going to be a great little piece for you guys. He's averaged like 14, 15 points for us over the last couple of seasons. And to be completely honest, and even with all of the offense that they have in LA, I think that he can go in and do something close to that. And especially when he has LeBron James or Russell Westbrook or guys like Anthony Davis setting up the offense for him.
I echo most of the sentiments that Kenneth mentioned. He's a really capable offensive player. He's going to be a really good spark plug off the bench for you guys. He can even play alongside two dominant playmakers like LeBron James or Russell Westbrook. Two guys that are not typically known for their shooting, especially Westbrook. And Kendrick Nunn is a capable enough shooter to play off those guys. He shot last season about 35% on almost 6 attempts per game. So that's pretty good considering his role. Sure, he faced a bit of inconsistency issues down here in Miami, especially with Coach Spoelstra sometimes yanking him out of the rotation with Victor Oladipo's arrival, then overtaking his spot in the starting lineups. Sometimes he faced some uncertainty with his playing time. However, he never complained. He was always ready when he was called upon to play, and he performed whenever we needed to on occasions. So, sure, he has some limitations. I don't know why some people on Lakers Twitter are kidding themselves into thinking that he's a really good defender. He's not. Don't expect him to defend at a high level. He's little. He can sometimes try, but you know, maybe Frank Vogel will put him in some sort of situation to succeed on that end, because Frank Vogel has been duly noted. He's a defensive genius, and I put him alongside Spo in that type of category of defensive coaches who are geniuses in that department. But to wrap that up, I think he'll be a really good spark plug of your bench, and he might even end up leading your team in bench scoring. That might be a good prediction for you guys.
Yeah, you know, over here in Lakers land, we mostly stick to you know what we see in LA, and so we see glimpses of these other players, like with the Heat, and we know only what we've seen them do in their games against us, and you know, maybe in stat sheets and a few highlight plays here and there. But Kendrick Nunn, especially when we're in the bubble playing the Heat, he definitely was on my radar. He was one of those players that I was really surprised that he didn't get integrated back into the rotation more than he did. I felt like he was a pretty integral part of that Heat squad during the season. And like you said, that spark, looking at who he is, what he is, I'm hoping that he's going to be kind of that sixth man, just like what you said, coming off the bench and giving us that the extra fuel. He's young, he's hungry. I think he's got something to prove. I think getting let go by the Heat, that never feels good. That when somebody doesn't pick you back up, they'd rather go in a different direction. I think the Heat are out to win a championship this season. They're looking for veterans. They're looking for experience. I think they're looking for those last few pieces to propel them to the finish line. You know, they're really close there just a couple of years back. And so unfortunately you got to make those decisions. You know, that's the same thing with us this last year. We had to let go some of those pieces. We had to let go Caruso. That hurt all of Laker Nation heart. So we feel you when it comes to those types of players. But just looking at his general shooting ability, he's not a bad 3-point shooter. I know that's something that we're going to be missing with the loss of people like KCP, and even though Kuzma struggled at some times, losing him, losing Dennis Schroeder. I think he'll be a nice little addition there. People have talked about him coming in to back up Russell Westbrook. I think that would be awesome. He's plenty athletic. He's a southpaw, so he can switch it up on people a little bit, go a direction that some people aren't used to going as much. So I'm excited to see what he can do for us from the limited amount of exposure that I have to him. I've liked what I've seen, so I'm excited for it.
I wanted to add something. He's a sneaky good dunker.
Dude, his finishing is insane. Like he's left-handed, right? He's a left-handed finisher, and he converts like 75% of his shots or something around like that around the rim. And that's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, and he can, he can dunk. He can put a little bit of English on there, right?
And that's for a 6'2" guard.
Right. A 6'2" guard. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about his, just because he's more on ball, right? Last season, the Lakers lacked a lot of, and even in 2020, or 2019 and 2020 season when we won the championship, we had LeBron James, Rondo, and THT was still up. He was still a rookie. He didn't really know himself yet until this last season. So it was really just the both of them, Rondo and LeBron. And this season, we had Dennis Schroeder, LeBron James, and THT. Now it just feels like we have a plethora of players that can dribble the ball better than like a KCP, right? We have none. Obviously, Westbrook, LeBron, AD can do a bit. And then you have also Monk as well, who can do that. So I'm excited to see. Just imagine sort of if the Lakers, this is an aside, a very tangent. I just imagine if the Lakers pulled off a lineup where they put all those five guys together in a lineup. Just heavy, ball dominant guys. We'll see what happens. Nothing would happen. Nothing would happen. They'd all stand around and pass the ball to each other. It'd be like that Nets 2K meme thing where when it was Durant, Kyrie, and Harden, and they would just pass the ball to each other and dribble, 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 pass the ball, dribble, 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 pass the ball and shoot it. Anyway, it's pretty funny. But I want to go back because I think he's a great offensive player. He has all the skills you want in that guard position, right? Maybe he may need to work on his playmaking a little bit, but I want to talk about defense because that's the most critical part that I think, that needs to be discussed. It's the biggest question mark for me. When you guys have covered him, you know, we've already said that, you know, maybe JJ, you said that, you know, he pretty much lacks defense, but I want to see if there's some sort of bright side to his defense. Like, what have you seen as you've covered him? Like, oh, he does that pretty well. Maybe like he uses his speed a little bit more because he's pretty quick. I don't know. Like maybe he can be a Dennis Schroeder kind of guy. Right. So talk about it. Let me hear your thoughts.
So, well, Dennis Schroeder was actually, you know, the couple of Laker games that I caught last season, and you know, the stats and people that know the game have said he was quite good for you guys defensively last season. Now, the problem with Kendrick is Schroeder is a much quicker player, I believe, than Kendrick Nunn. And also, Kendrick has some trouble fighting over some screens. I've noticed he has some trouble fighting over screens since, you know, he's little, and maybe it's an effort thing, although I will find it hard to believe that it will be an effort thing down there in Miami, especially because if you don't show effort on the defensive end, then you're going to get thrown out of the floor as soon as possible. So something that he does really well, maybe he, not particularly defensively, maybe this is more of a combination of, you know, of the game itself, but transitioning from defense to offense, he does that really fast. When there's a turnover, he runs the floor really hard. So I guess that's a positive that you can see from him in the defensive end. He's aware that when there's a transition situation, he's always going to run down the floor and try to get a bucket or try to get fouled or try to find an open man in that case. Although more often than not, he tries to get a bucket himself if he has the ball.
For me, when you look at Kendrick Nunn, as JJ mentioned, in Miami, you're never going to have an effort problem, and you don't play if there's a problem with your effort. And I say that you look at certain guys, and the reason that they stick around is because even if they aren't good, open quote fingers, close quote fingers on defense, they give 100% effort. And Kendrick Nunn is always one of those guys. To point to something else that JJ mentioned, the fighting around screens, there's just certain aspects about Kendrick Nunn as a player, the fluidity with which he moves and how he's put together physically. And I'm not giving him a pass. I'm just looking at him and seeing what I see. If you'll notice, when he moves around screens, he doesn't think about how Dennis Schroeder has broad shoulders and really long arms. So he has physical gifts that allow him to be a better defender, whereas Kendrick Nunn doesn't quite have those gifts. But also think about how Schroeder dips as he's going around a screen. Those are little things that Kendrick Nunn hasn't figured out or isn't fluidly moving enough or can't fluidly move enough to be able to do. Because you'll see it as he goes to attack a screen, it's almost like he crunches up and then navigates it. Now, as far as something he does do defensively well, he's just not a good defender because of his physical limitations. He's small. And if you look in the Milwaukee series in the first round, you could see Drew Holiday bullying him every chance you get in multiple areas of the court, be that the block, the perimeter, on offense, defense, in many different ways. But back to the something he does well, he will get in the passing lane, averaging almost a steal per game in each of his seasons with us. That's something that I've noticed he's been able to do, which is getting the passing lanes and get out on the break off of steals from, I guess, just timing the passes. Because you look at it, and I guess in combination with that effort, there is some defensive instinct there. That's another reason why I can only go to physical stuff. Like, he doesn't move as fluidly as some of your other better defenders. Even KCP, if you look at the way he moves around screens, it's just one motion, and Kendrick can't do that. But also just the way he's physically put together, he doesn't have some of those extraordinary physical gifts for little guys. Like, even if you look at a guy like Allen Iverson, or even like I mentioned Schroeder, they have certain physical gifts, the arms, that separate them from other little guys, and he has none of that. But as you guys have alluded to, which I wanted to chime in earlier, but I waited my turn, you can count on him to score. He's not a playmaker, but you can count on him to get the bucket. As you mentioned, JJ, on the break, when he gets out, he's going to get the bucket. And he can do it in a myriad of different ways. So he might not make a stop, but he'll get you two buckets for every stop he misses.
Kenneth mentioned something, that he plays the passing lanes well. Well, playing with Jimmy Butler, I'm pretty sure he taught him a thing or two about reading the passing lanes. Probably the
I didn't want to say that because, you know, people try to, oh, Jimmy didn't show him that. But I mean, you know, when he's drilling you every day in practice, get your in the passing lanes. You'll do it. You know what I mean?
Probably the best guy playing the passing lanes and we're playing today. And I say that with full confidence. When you watch him every game,
top five. You'll see him. In the passing lanes, top five ever. Top five ever.
Well, that's something. That's something, right? I mean, I don't know because Eric Spoelstra is a pretty great defensive coach. I don't know how much more he'll be able to learn with Vogel and his staff. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with Nunn. Maybe he can learn a few things with LeBron James or even Anthony Davis, one of the greatest defenders in the NBA today. Look, for whatever defensive, you know, whatever he lacks on the defense, I'm excited for Kendrick Nunn to join the team. Just because of just how the roster makeup is. I think we've really gone away this offseason with defense and have really done a full court press on offense and added a lot of offensive skill sets and players and on our roster. So we'll see how that goes. I'm excited to see what Kendrick Nunn does for us. But anyway, yeah, I think that does it for today, guys. Guys, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other listening platforms. Do us a favor and head on over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate the follows and all the reviews. It'll help us continue to produce this show. You can also follow us on Twitter at #LakerPod and on Instagram at #Lakers. Guys, with that said, have a great day. Root for the Lakers, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Refrigerator, the door is closed, the lights out, butter's getting hard, the eggs are cooling, and the jello is jiggling.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.